This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got information on some pretty doggone good fishing in each of Illinois' three large core lakes, as well as an update on the Carlisle Lake pool levels due to this flooding, and information about a new event coming to the Riverbend area of Alton. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, we've got some pretty good fishing throughout the local area, as well as at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. If you're a crappie fisherman, now's the time to head out locally. Many other species are going to be turning on very quickly as well. And also, as we mentioned, we have some high water at each of Illinois' three large core lakes, and Carlisle Lake is pretty much receiving the brunt of it all as far as impacting recreational opportunities. As of Friday, May 10th, the pool elevation of Carlisle Lake was at 453.62. The target pool elevation is typically 445, so it's nearly 9 foot above normal. And although Carlisle Lake is experiencing elevated water conditions, the recreational opportunities are still there. A minimal number of campsites at the Dam West, Coles Creek, and Boulder campgrounds have been closed due to high water. Campsites can also be found at the McNair and Dam East Spillway campgrounds. Several private campgrounds around the lake are also open, and Eldon Hazlett State Park is open and has several campsites available. The Horseshoe Island, Keysport boat ramps are both open. In addition, high water ramps at Dam West, Dam East, Boulder, Coles Creek, Apache, and the City of Carlisle Boat Ramp are all also open for launching. Boat ramps at the Allen Branch, Patoka, Tamalco, North Fork, Wood Duck, and General Dean areas are closed. Now, other areas closed due to high water conditions include several township roads around the lake and the Lakeview and West Spillway fishing piers. Motorists should also use caution when driving in low-lying areas around the lake and avoid flooded roadways. So there is still quite a bit of water there, and I suspect we'll see this for a couple of more weeks at Carlisle right now, and that's provided we don't have any more significant rain. And as we mentioned, we also have a neat new event coming to the Alton area. The Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge will hold a Biking for Birds, a series of free biking and bird watching events on the refuge and Pierre Marquette State Park, with the first event scheduled for May 18th. Now, during these leisurely 6-mile bike rides, participants will learn bike safety and bird watching techniques. Each bike ride starts at the Pierre Marquette State Park Boat Harbor on the east end of the parking area near the picnic shelter, and participants will ride the 3-mile flat gravel trail through the Gilbert Lake Division of the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge and return to the park on a 3-mile stretch of the paved Sam Vidalabin bike trail. Now, free bike rentals will be available courtesy of the Wildlife Refuge. The events are open to participants ages 12 and older. An expert bicyclist will be on hand to provide instruction on biking skills and safety. Individuals should pre-register for the May 18th event by calling the refuge at 618-883-2524. That number is 618-883-2524. Additional events are planned for June 15th and September 28th, and these events are held as part of the Year of Cycling 2013 to celebrate bicycling along the Mississippi River Trail. And that sounds like we've got plenty of good things happening already, and more information coming in the second half when we bring you information about some great fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages.
WSMI, the station you can count on for public affairs programming. Here around Montgomery County with Tobin Ott and around Macoupin County with Rick Davis, alternating weekends on WSMI. Here around Montgomery and Macoupin County at 12:35 every Saturday afternoon and at 12:05 every Sunday afternoon on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. The stations you can count on for public affairs programming.
Okay, we're back with the first of our weekly reports for each of our core engineer lakes. And in spite of some high water, we do have some promising fishing here. At Carlisle Lake right now, in the spillway area, white bass are rated excellent. They're being caught in good numbers on rooster tails coupled with curly tails or tube jigs. The catfish bite is good as well. Cut shad, night crawlers, and cheese baits producing most of the action here. And the crappie bite rated very good. Tube jigs or minnows are getting some very nice crappie from these swift moving waters. And the sauger bite rated very good, as you might expect when we have high water and fast flowing water. The sauger bite is very good on tube jigs and curly tails. Now, in the main lake, action is slowly developing here. Largemouth bass are rated fair and can be taken on crankbaits fished along the rocks. Some are also being caught near woody cover. The catfish bite is good. They're starting to come into the shallow shorelines already. Cut shad or night crawlers or cheese baits are all producing pretty good catches. And the crappie bite rated fair. There's been a number of reports of crappie being caught, but still very sporadic since the lake is so high. And the white bass, not yet turned on, poor at best. Not hearing much on the whites in the lake right now. And at Lake Shelbyville, as you might best bet, the crappie is the best bet right now. The lake has crested and then came down 18 inches and is again rising slowly. So this up and down roller coaster ride has the crappie confused. Their water temperatures are about right. Some anglers are going out and finding water temperatures in the lower 60s, and this is even during rainy days. Mid last week during the sunny days, they found some 70-degree temperatures. In fact, some were near the upper 70s mark. And the crappie that have dropped eggs on the south end where the water isn't dirty, and the things are still a little more normal considering the lake is up 9 feet. The north end from Eagle Creek to the rivers is very dirty on the main lake, but if you get into the backs of coves with no feeder creek, they're clear enough to fish. The south end of the coves with no feeder creeks are very clear and need some color. We've had several days of warm weather now, and the sun is again warming the water up, and the crappie are expected to pull into the bank and spawn. They'll be probably found on anywhere from 2 feet to 6 feet of water. Most anglers are using minnows. This has been a year of a minnow, most likely, and I think we're going to see a lot of minnows producing some very nice fish. Here, anglers are using a plain minnow under a slip bobber, fished anywhere from 18 to 36 inches deep, and they're covering a lot of water right now. You can also catch a few fish on a 3/32 ounce jig, swimming it back from the bank. The best thing about the whole water mess at Lake Shelbyville is that it won't last long. They're starting to dry the farmers' fields, and I think we'll start seeing this water dropping. So we'll look for some pretty good crappie bite until this water drops, and the white bass will love this year. It's going to be a big year for white bass, so look for some very nice fishing for white bass. Now at Wren Lake, the spawning fish are biting. Some cool nights, this is primarily crappie they're talking about, some cool nights and cold rains have slowed them down at times, but when the water temperature's warm, they're on again. The catfish bite is also rated very good, catching lots of fish, and in the backs of the necks in the shallow water, the creeks leading into the lake are producing a lot of fish as well. The catfish are spawning here. Jugs set in the necks are working very well, and most anglers are playing the wind. The bluegill bite, some action here showing up, and it will get considerably better in the next coming weeks. They're being caught in shallow water. They've caught a few bluegill on minnows in the bushes fishing for crappie. And red wrigglers and crickets fished along the shallow water in the backs of necks will soon start producing large numbers of fish. So I think we're going to find plenty of good bluegill fishing as well. The bass bite, rated fair to good at Wren. Most fish are being caught flipping plastics into and around shallow buck brush. The Jackie Branch neck and the Sandusky Branch have warmed fast and are producing the bulk of the fish right now. More fish should turn on as this water continues to warm, and these temperatures we've got coming this week should do that. So I think we're going to see lots of fish caught in the coming weeks at our local lakes as well as the big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And that wraps things up pretty much for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickin.